On this day's outing, the aunts had brought their knitting along. They were working on a throw for Kylie's crib, made out of the finest black wool, a coverlet so soft that whenever Kylie would sleep beneath it, she'd dream of little black lambs and fields of grass. Antonia was beside the aunts, her legs neatly crossed. Kylie had been plopped down on the grass, where she sat, motionless. All of them wore black woolen coats, and their complexions seemed sallow in the afternoon light. Antonia's red hair looked especially brilliant, a color so deep and startling it appeared quite unnatural in the sun. The aunts didn't speak to each other, and the girls certainly didn't play. The aunts saw no point in jumping rope or tossing a ball back and forth. In their opinion, such things were a silly waste of time. Better to observe the world around you. Better to watch the swans and the blue sky and the other children, who shouted and laughed during wild games of kickball and tag. Learn to be as quiet as a mouse. Concentrate until you're as silent as the spider in the grass. A ball was being walloped around by a bunch of unruly boys, and finally it was booted too hard. It flew into the bright blue air, then rolled along the grass, past a quince in bloom. Antonia had been imagining that she was a blue jay, free among the branches of a weeping birch. Now she happily jumped off the bench and scooped up the ball, then ran toward a boy who'd been sent to retrieve it. The boy wasn't more than 10, but he was still as death, pale as paste, when Antonia approached. She held the ball out to him. "Here you go," Antonia said. By then, all the children in the park had stopped their playing. The swans flapped their big, beautiful wings. More than 10 years later, Sally still dreams about those swans, a male and a female who guarded the pond ferociously, as though they were Dobermans. She dreams about the way the aunts clucked their tongues sadly, since they knew what was about to happen. Poor Antonia looked at the boy, who hadn't moved and didn't even appear to be breathing. She tilted her head, as though trying to figure whether he was stupid or merely polite. "Don't you want the ball?" she asked him.